Now, broadband is the other thing we're talking about today, and, you know, how fast is yours and that sort of thing. And indeed, could you live without the internet? More and more of our services are online only now, and yet, despite our increasing reliance on the internet, Britain has a postcode lottery when it comes to speeds of broadband within cities, let alone in cities and country areas, and Northampton has some of the slowest in the land. Eric Malcolmson joins me now. He's from Abthorpe Broadband Association Limited. And once upon a time, Eric, you didn't have any broadband in your village at all, did you?
Oh, that's right, Bill. 2003, all we could get was dial-up telephone lines running at about 25 kilobits a second.
So what effect did that have on you and your neighbours?
I think we all just were absolutely fed up. That was the kind of beginning of people using the internet for real purposes. And we just got fed up of the possibility of the not possibility of getting broadband anytime soon. So we put a satellite link into Belgium, as it happens, and then shared that broadband link amongst the villagers using Wi-Fi.
Now, how did any of you know even how to start going about making a satellite link with Belgium?
That's where a community has to have a certain amount of expertise built in, I think. I personally have been using computers for a long time. Other people in the community were aware of the types of technology that we were proposing, so we did have a little bit of expertise in the community to be able to start.
Right. And then how difficult, how lengthy did it prove, and how expensive did it turn out to be?
Well, if you consider we had a satellite link and we were sharing that price out amongst villagers, for the first year, I believe we were paying about £15 to £20 a month. For the following years, we went down to £10 a month. For a great deal of the period, we've been paying £5 a month.
So cheaper than a lot of other people?
Yes, because we're sharing it out amongst the community. There's a big difference.
So this is the way forward for all of us, be we in little villages or in big towns. Don't buy it through the big providers. Get together with an expert like you and cut out the middleman sort of thing.
Well, the point is we have got really no option. If we want to get a service, we need to share it amongst the community. Hmm. Individuals in the community couldn't afford that service. So as a clubbing together with a community project meant that we could share the service out and then obviously get the price down to a reasonable rate.
But do you know, if I was in an area where there was perfectly good broadband, but I worked out that by getting together with my neighbours, I could undercut, would that still be legal? Could I still hook up to Belgium or wherever in the same way that you have?
I guess not. Our current contracts with the providers allow us to share the signals that we've got, and we've got business contracts, we've got business links into ISPs, and they allow us to share that signal as if we were a business.
Right. However, I gather you want to make it even better, is that right?
Yes, we've just been told that we've got a grant from DEFRA of £118,000 towards a £250,000 contract to put fibre optics around five villages in our area and share that signal. Now, that signal, instead of being 1 or 2 megabits a second, will be at least 100 megabits a second.
Very good. So, until now, then, have you not been able to do all the things that some of us take for granted?
No. I mean, with a download speed of 1 to 2 megabits a second, it's not possible to look at iPlayer with any great user experience. And there are various other things. One of the main things in our valley is that there are over 60% businesses or at least business interests in the properties around. And everybody, when they're trying to link to their offices or they're trying to run their businesses, 1 or 2 megabits a second really isn't enough for business purposes either.
Right.
So the main effort that we're putting in here is looking after the businesses first. The economics of the area mean that if they survive, then the communities will survive.
Right. Now that you've got the go-ahead, what's the timescale on this?
We're expected to be able to start leading fibre to premises within 2.5 years, by the end of 2015.
Very, very good. And how do you feel about the fact that you've had to fight and have had to continue fighting even after you got, you know, your Belgium link up?
Exhausted.
To get a service that the majority of us probably these days only think about if it goes wrong.
Yes, I think if you run a community effort, you look at our community, we have 6 or 7 people with real expertise that are handling the whole project. So it's not something that you can take on board just as a shall we say, a single person, a parish clerk maybe thinks that this would be the best thing that they could do for their community. You do need an organisation behind it, and you need that expertise to do it.
But you've got to fight, because otherwise you are cut off from the modern world.
We've been fighting for a year for the grant from DEFRA. We would not be able to lay fibre optics around the valley if it wasn't for the grant from DEFRA. We could certainly up our service to 30 or 40 megabits by using Wi-Fi the same way as we did before. But the ultimate aim, it really, is to get fibre optics into people's homes and into the businesses, and that would just release the problems, the tensions, the other things that exist in a very depleted broadband speed area.
Eric, I have no doubt whatsoever that you will achieve it. I feel that the fire in your belly, and it's fantastic. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us today.
Pleasure to talk to you.
Eric Malcolmson from Abthorpe Broadband Association. How is your broadband and how is your mobile phone? What charges?